Michelle Spading is used to seeing young children with rotten teeth. She's the school nurse for Unit 7 schools in Champaign County. It's her job to tend to the health needs of students who live in the rural areas located outside of Champaign-Urbana. Relieving some kind of pain from decayed teeth is a regular part of her job.
The kids come into the office with tooth pain lots of times. Could be an abscess tooth, could be a very bad cavity. I've seen cavities bad enough to where the center of the tooth is bleeding because the cavity has gone through the tooth. I've had kids miss over a week of school from infections because of abscess.
Spading says for every child she sees with dental problems, she knows there are parents who also suffer from dental neglect. 88 general dentists and specialists practice in Champaign County. Only 11 of those practice in small communities outside of Champaign-Urbana. So scheduling time around work and school for trips to the dentist can be impossible for people who live in rural areas, such as Sedora, Sydney, or Philo. But distance isn't the only obstacle. Claudia Linhoff is the director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, which operates a health hotline and dental referral program.
First of all, there aren't enough dentists out in those communities, so there's an access issue just in terms of proximity to dentists. I think there's also an issue of transportation and distance if people need to travel into Champaign-Urbana and they're working and they have full lives, you know, those can be barriers. I think the other thing, you know, that sort of underlays all of that is that in our county, there are actually there's actually a lot of poverty out in the rural areas, and so that makes everything harder for people. That means they have less access to transportation, they have less access to financial resources to be able to pay for dental care. We do have 10 townships in our county that are federally designated as medically underserved areas, and what that designation means, that designation comes from two factors. It comes from poverty levels in those communities, and it also comes from distance away from healthcare providers.
Living on limited income forces many rural residents to postpone dental care. Even those who have Medicaid coverage for dental needs go without. Very few dentists in Champaign County accept Medicaid patients. The Champaign County Dental Access Program helps rural children in low-income families get dental care, but adults don't qualify. Having less ability to establish a regular relationship with a dentist creates a real disadvantage for rural residents. They miss out on opportunities to learn good habits like brushing and flossing, and many areas don't have the benefit of rural fluoride treatments that strengthen teeth. Paul McNamara is a board member of the Illinois Rural Health Association. He says rural patients may lose the chance to catch oral problems early, and they end up with more serious health consequences.
That preventive type of relationship where there's cleaning and diagnostics done so that you see if there's a problem with decay or a problem with cleaning, some education can go on there. Not having that home or that relationship with a provider tends to put a person at risk for losing teeth over time. Then they're getting in that situation where they never go to a dentist because they don't feel like they're welcome at any dentist's office. They know that maybe the dentist isn't interested in treating their child with the Medicaid card, or maybe they don't have any insurance and paying for it is difficult and there's no sliding fee clinic where they're welcome. And as a primary care issue in public health, that intersection of economics and the way we pay for things can lead to poor health outcomes.
Jake Chittick is one of those rural Champaign County residents who struggles with getting dental care. As with many rural residents, he lives in the country because housing is cheaper. He didn't have dental insurance from his job as an auto mechanic in Champaign, so he put off going to the dentist. But the pain from an abscess tooth became unbearable. He needed a root canal and a crown. With the help from his family, Chittick was able to get his tooth fixed, but the permanent crown has to wait. Trying to figure out how to get good dental care and pay for it takes up a lot of his energy.
If I hadn't had to put a transmission and a motor in two vehicles this summer, I'd have had a crown. But you can't afford all that. It just doesn't work like that. If I'd have lived in town, maybe I could have got a crown and took a bus for a couple months, and worked it out. But Can't do that in Sedora, so that's for sure. I think that it drags you down. It's hard enough making things, you know, making, being as young as I am, making ends meet for me, my son, previously for my, for his mom, trying to make vehicles go to work every day, and then it hurts to eat.
Despite the added challenges, Chittick is happy living in a small town. He sees other blue-collar workers purchase homes in rural areas, too, because that's where they can find affordable housing. But he wishes affordable dentistry were more accessible to people like him. For Smile Healthy, I'm Lynn Crandall.